Today I'm speaking with Zachary FFA advisor Kathy Connerly from Zachary, Louisiana. Kathy, tell us how you became involved in FFA and how long you've been involved.
Well, back whenever I was in high school, girls weren't allowed to be in FFA. So I kind of came in through the back door. I didn't get involved with FFA until I became an ag teacher.
So what do you love most about being an FFA advisor?
Gosh, there's so many things that I love. I love the interaction with the kids. I love the diversity of topics and watching kids excel. I love being able to give them new experiences and see their reactions to them. I just love everything about it, period.
So how important is your role as an FFA advisor?
I think the FFA advisor's role is very important, because not only are we teachers and advisors, but we're also role models. And in many cases, you know, the students look up to us for advice on how to act in different situations, especially when we're out of school. And, you know, kids today have so many things at home that they bring into the classroom and the school environment that I think it's very important for FFA advisors and ag teachers to be there for the kids and sometimes even form like surrogate mother, surrogate father relationships with them because those kids need it.
Well, I'm sure you have many, but could you share a couple of your favorite memories from over the years of being an advisor?
Well, I do have many. After 30 years of taking kids places and class experiences, I have a lot of good memories. But I think one of the ones that jumped out in the foreground is when I took my first group of kids to a large, nice restaurant for FFA convention. And these were country kids, and they didn't know which forks to use, and they didn't know how to calculate their drinks and their tip and their meals. And, you know, there was a lot of good everyday learning that went on that with that meal. And I remember the waitress walking by, and she whispered in my ear, "There are places in heaven for teachers like you."
You were named the 2013 AgriScience Teacher of the Year for Region 2. How did it feel to receive this award?
It was a real honor to receive that award. You know, we all work real hard. We all do what we need to do every day. And there's so many good teachers in our profession. And so it was quite an honor to receive the award.
So what do you think makes you unique as an agricultural educator and FFA advisor?
Well, I think one of the things that makes me unique is because I did not go through the traditional agriculture programs and did not go through FFA as a high school student. So I kind of look at things a little bit differently maybe than the more traditional teachers. I hope I offer some insights into looking at the world in maybe a different way and in agriculture a different way, and let the students understand that there's so many different opportunities in agriculture. It's not, you know, traditional agriculture is wonderful and it's needed. And, you know, we teach about traditional agriculture, but there's so many, many more opportunities out there. And I hope that I, you know, instill that in my students.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you, Kathy, and talk about your years as an ag educator and FFA advisor. Again, that was Kathy Connerly, Zachary FFA advisor in Louisiana.